So far in these chapters of the business strategy pillar, we have looked at, okay, let's start that again. So far in recent sessions of the business strategy pillar, we've looked at understanding how to create conditions or an environment within which success becomes inevitable. And I've introduced you to the inevitable business template in a previous session. And it looks something like this. And I've recommended that you place that in a prominent position in your office so that you can study the various areas of business, the five main areas of any small business that you need to focus your attention on during the course of any 12-month period, and make sure that you design and then follow the design so that the business works inevitably towards success. So this is the inevitable business template again. And what we're going to concentrate now on is the ideology and vision of the business. Remember, we spent quite some time in previous sessions in this business strategy pillar understanding the importance of your ideology, your values, your purpose, and your vision for the future. And now we're turning it essentially onto your business. So you've mapped it out, you've drawn down the downloads, the PDF, you've written all those feelings and priorities and urgencies that are part of you that are not yet being fulfilled. You've looked at the future 10 years, 3 years, 12 months hence. And now we're going to apply this into the business. So ideology and vision within the business is a key driver. And we're also going to have a look at the economic driver of your business. So let's quickly go to these drivers then, not just at the heart of you, but at the heart of your business. Ideology, directed vision, not just a broad vision of how beautiful things might be, but we're going to have a directed vision of specifically what's in that vision and how it's going to help us get there. And then we're going to have a look at this economic factor. So that's the trilogy of principles and practices we're going to be talking about in the next few sessions. And the objective is to outperform your competitors. Get those things right and you will start to build a business which has the capacity to outperform your competitors. So we're going to have a look at ideology first. And just as with you as a human being, your business must also, if it's to be a powerful, sustainable organization, have values and a purpose for it apart from just cash, apart from just money. Money in your business is simply a measure of how effective and successful you're being. I know it pays the bills, but it's more than that. And part of that success and effectiveness and that sustainability, part of that compelling uniqueness is going to be how well you've mapped out and started to work with your values and your purpose. So first of all, we're going to have a look at values. What do we mean in a business by the business values? Well, this is what we here in the business stand for. So let me give you a couple of ideas. If you go to Disney World, if you've ever been to Disney World or understand the Disney Corporation, you'll understand it has some very deep values. Part of its values is to help make people happy. So we do things here, is what Walt Disney started with as a principle of business, in order that people can be happy. So he spent millions of dollars, huge amounts of money at the time, building special theme parks, which the world then copied, simply in order that people could, particularly children, but certainly adults as well, could be happy therein and fulfill their dreams that they'd seen on the cartoons and on the films that he created. So that was part of his value statement. And other major corporations have things that they stand for. Japanese companies like Sony have stood for making Japan a prominent name in the world, creating the best pharmaceuticals in some pharmaceuticals company to make the world better. Those kind of value systems are what we stand for. There are even some fairly powerful value systems that many of us would not admire, but which are felt very strongly. For example, there's a cigarette manufacturer where they seriously believe in the value of freedom of choice, even though they realize that medicine and science says, well, this kills you. They will defend to the death their right to promote freedom of choice. That's what they stand for. Next, in your values system in your business, is this. Recognize that what you stand for doesn't have to be justified. It might desire justification so that people understand why, but you know what? Standing for something means you don't necessarily have to go around justifying it to everyone. It's simply what you stand for in your business. And those that stand for something powerful don't feel a need to justify it to the world. They just stand for it and they say, this is what we believe in, this is what we stand for. If you don't like it, please go somewhere else. Very powerful stance. Next, they don't have a value system. The most successful companies in the world don't have a value system simply in order that they can be more competitive. They have a value system because they have a value system. This is simply what they stand for, and it makes them powerful against their competitors in the eyes of the buying public. So don't invent a value system for you in the hope that it might give you some competitive advantage. That's not its purpose. But when your value system is powerful and strong, when it is attractive to the people that you want to attract, not anybody else, when they buy into it, then it is already hugely advantageous against your competitors. But don't design it in order to be so. A value system is where you have beliefs that you're prepared to defend. Even if others don't believe them, even if others sneer at you because of the way you behave in your business, you're prepared to defend it to the ultimate end. That's a strong value system. That should be part of your core ideology. That will give your business strength. So write down what you think the value system of your business is, or ponder on it quietly away from your desk and your PC and try to discover what it is, because you don't design a value system, you uncover or discover it.